this portion of the program brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. The administrative director at FHN Center for Wound Healing at FHN, Dr. Roland Tolliver, is back with us again today. Hey, Dr. Tolliver, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Great to talk to you. It's always good to talk to you. And we always do this in June because June is Wound Healing Awareness Month. Tell us about the wound healing at FHN Memorial Hospital and the services you provide.
Yes. Well, this is our 12th year since we opened the Center for Wound Healing at FHN. And we are a comprehensive center for healing multiple types of wounds. We treat diabetic foot ulcers, venous stasis ulcers, pressure sores, wounds that are arterial in nature as far as like the vascular supply, surgical wounds that are slow to heal, and even wounds that develop because of trauma from accidents or self-inflicted sometimes with people that have cut themselves accidentally, and also even radiation injuries that sometimes occur when people have different types of treatments for either cancer, something called osteonecrosis due to radiation is another treatment that can be taken care of at our Center for Wound Healing.
Now, what type of treatments do you actually do then, Doc?
The treatments can include anything from debridement, which is basically removal of non-vital tissues, biologic grafting. We use different types of specialized grafts. There's basically amniotic tissue that can be used. There is placental tissue. There is human tissue, in addition to the newest one we've been using over the last few years is from fish skin. It's from North Atlantic cod, and it's been very effective. Additionally, besides the grafting, and we also do treatments to take the pressure off of the wounds, if they're especially on the feet, where we're using something called a total contact cast. And, of course, we also have our hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which we were one of the first in Northern Illinois to be able to provide that service since we opened in April of 2011.
All right, let's spend a little bit of time on that because you're also the closest one in several, in this region right now who offers this hyperbaric chambers. Tell us how this works and tell us all about it.
Well, the hyperbaric oxygen is basically, it was discovered in the early 1900s due to diving with like the Navy, I don't know if they had Navy SEALs then, but due to diving, they discovered that when there was increased pressure with 100% oxygen, that it actually allowed more oxygen to penetrate into the tissues. So what we end up doing is the chambers are, they're clear tubes, and we infiltrate oxygen into the tubes at 100%, but then gradually increase the pressure. As the pressure increases in the chambers, it subsequently increases the amount of oxygen that can penetrate through the skin into the tissues and provide increased blood supply to the tissues. It can decrease the amount of infection and promotes healing of the wounds. Each treatment lasts approximately 2 hours, depending on the type of wound we're treating, because we actually treat osteomyelitis or bone infection as well, which sometimes will take a little bit longer to treat. And then it's a gradual increase in the amount of pressure, and then there's a gradual decrease. So we don't want somebody to get what is referred to in diving as the bends, which is basically raising the, lowering the pressure too quickly, when they come up. So,
whenever a doctor talks to me about a medical procedure, which isn't often because I try to stay away from you guys, but I always ask, is this going to hurt? This is totally pain-free, right?
It is. It's pain-free. Like I said, the chambers are clear. There's always somebody in the room with the person, and they can watch television throughout or, DVDs, whatever they want to do. A lot of people just sleep when they have their treatment. It's a nice, quiet atmosphere, and they get their chance for rest. It's not much different than if you're taking a flight, say, from Chicago to Denver. It's about the same amount of time, and you're kind of in a chamber in that sense as well. So that's why they have pressurized chambers in the airplanes, to make sure that it's comfortable for the person.
We're talking to Dr. Tolliver, Administrative Director of the FHN Center for Wound Healing at FHN. The other thing I want to point out is that you do, of course, if you're 65 or over, it's Medicare, and you accept all the Medicare, and so you don't have to worry about insurances when you're on Medicare on that, right?
Right. I mean, it's, you know, there are stipulations like there are for, you know, there would be for anything else. You know, certain conditions are approved by Medicare and other insurances as well for treatment with the hyperbaric oxygen. You know, the majority of the wound care treatments that we provide are covered by pretty much all insurances, but hyperbaric oxygen has its own set of guidelines. It has to be a diabetic ulcer, which is basically what we call a grade 3 or greater. There has to be a failed graft. There's bone infection that's documented. And like I said before, the osteoradionecrosis, which is basically degenerative changes that have occurred due to radiation. And also, one of the newer guidelines is actually sudden hearing loss. We had a patient recently with a sudden hearing loss that did receive treatments at the center for he didn't have a wound, but he had treatments with the hyperbaric oxygen therapy and he regained the majority of his hearing.
Mm. And so my point there is that if you're in Wisconsin listening, that this works, they will make sure that it works for you, and they'll run you through that process. Now, when you talk about diabetic wounds, you know, diabetes is a huge issue for a lot of people.
It is.
And tell us about that and how you treat that and, you know, how successful that's been.
Well, diabetes is now affecting almost 40 million people in America, and there's probably another 28 million people that are pre-diabetic that have not been diagnosed yet or are on the verge, it seems like. You know, the number is growing each year, unfortunately. You know, basically, it's elevated blood sugars over a controlled period of time can lead to something called diabetic neuropathy, which neuropathy can lead to a loss of protective sensation. You know, we were given pain for a reason. Pain, you know, excessive pain is not good, but pain is also kind of our indicator light, you know, just like your oil light on your car. You know, if you step on something and you feel it, you know, to not step on it again or to get, you know, to lift your foot up. But if you don't have that sensation and you step on something, you could have something in your foot or it could create a wound that, you know, you can't feel. So that loss of feeling subsequently leads to the inability to tell when something is wrong. So oftentimes people come in and callus that may have been able to be taken care of preemptively for preventive foot care, it may eventually turn into an ulcer because, you know, if it's not treated properly and the pressure is not taken off of it, over time that callus causes the tissue underneath it to start to break down. And the more it breaks down, the greater the chance of it bleeding and then subsequently breaking through the skin. And that would be considered a diabetic ulcer. You know, the diabetes can lead also to decreased circulation. And one of the worst, some of the most difficult cases to treat are the patients that have uncontrolled diabetes that continue to smoke. Smoking not only causes vasoconstriction because of the nicotine, but the carbon monoxide in cigarette smoke is going to bind approximately 4 times faster to the hemoglobin and taking the place of the oxygen. So then you're further getting deoxygenated or a loss of circulation and oxygen to tissue will cause necrosis or death of the tissue. So some of the treatment options for diabetic ulcers are, number one, you know, we try to control the A1C as much as possible. The A1C is kind of our 30-day guideline as far as how well the diabetes has been controlled. We work closely with the medical providers, whether it's the MDs, DOs, nurse practitioners, but their primary care. You know, we do not have a diabetologist in our immediate area, but, you know, endocrinology and diabetology are two fields that sometimes we do have to refer people out for those cares in order to maintain the diabetic control much better. You know, additionally, what we will do is we will, these wounds get stuck in what's called the inflammatory phase, which means that they become more chronic. So one of the treatments as far as debridement or removal of the non-vital tissue is that we're trying to recreate a more acute type of wound. And by creating that acute wound, then the body recognizes it and it gets a better chance for healing. Some of the grafts, like I said, we've been using are fish skin grafts, human tissue grafts, amniotic tissue grafts. But, you know, also, you know, key thing is oftentimes unloading or offloading the pressure spots, especially for the diabetic ulcers. You know, all of these things in conjunction, you know, we try to be a comprehensive center. And, you know, we've done a really phenomenal job over the years of providing great relief and improvement. You know, I always tell people, you know, you came into the world with 2 feet. Ideally, we'd really love you to leave with both of them. So.
Wow. Amazing stuff. And before you leave, you also do, you mentioned in terms of broken bones, and then also hearing you just mentioned, but also muscle or tissue injuries as well, correct?
There can be, yes. Again, it's certain guidelines will allow us to treat conditions. I mean, hyperbaric oxygen can be used for some of these. It's much more widely used in, we'll say, the professional sports world, where they don't have the same restrictions as far as the insurance is concerned. But the, you know, broken bones can be, you know, especially like an open fracture, you know, where you have a wound that needs to be taken care of as well. You know, that can be treated in addition to, you know, the general wound management that we perform.
Okay. And how about folks out there listening going, hey, I'd like to schedule something or schedule maybe for services and also to see whether insurance or maybe Medicare would be covering all of this. How can people find out more information, Dr. T?
A couple different ways. One is to call Ginny, our PSR at the Wound Center at 815-599-7410. They can always go to the website, www.fhn.org, and look up the Center for Wound Healing. We're located across the street from the hospital at 1036 West Stevenson, the Stevenson Street Clinic on the second floor. Or, you know, you can have your primary care provider refer you to the Wound Center, but you do not need a physician referral. Most, you know, a lot of our patients come either referred from other patients or are self-referred. We've had patients as far away as Madison come down that UW does not have hyperbaric, and they have sent patients for us to see. And, you know, so it's, you know, it's pretty widespread as far as the, you know, the area that we've been covering over the last oh my goodness, I can't believe it's 12 years already. So,
wow. Well, great to talk to you again, Dr. Tolliver. Always great information, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Scott. You take care of yourself. Okay.
There you go. Dr. Roland Tolliver, he's the administrative director of FHN Center for Wound Healing. It's available whether you're in Wisconsin or Illinois. It's available at FHN. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.